You like TV? I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV, and today we're gonna destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at Destroy All Television. Damn Junior podcast.
Could be classic TV, could be new TV. You never know. You never know what they're going to throw at you.
Mostly, so mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, real. Yeah. For real.
Destroy All Television. Damn show.
Yes, kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Destroy All Movies. What's up, people? I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
Carl.
Well, today's a weird show because it's not really a show. It's kind of like an ask. I don't know.
It's like an ask?
I guess. I don't know.
It's a short show. It's a mini show.
Since Jim will be traveling to see me,
right?
We don't have a full show this week,
right?
But we're talking about doing another little like spinoff to add to the Damn Junior podcast
network.
What did they call it in the
maiden voyage?
No. In that thing you do the galaxy of
the
stars to the add to the Damn Junior galaxy of stars podcasting. So, because Jim does his, he has Hallmark's The Spot, and he does
Ted Lasso.
I'm Lasso, Teddy. Well, I already broke my rule and watched a Christmas Hallmark Christmas movie with my wife because I was doing 100 things, and we were sitting there. I said, you know, babe, I'm going to let you watch a Christmas movie tonight. And she was like, really? And she was like, you're not going to complain. I said, I didn't say that. I said, I'll just let you watch. So we watched like Christmas with the Darlings or whatever the fuck it was.
Christmas with the Darlings. Yes, I'm familiar with that one.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Never watch that movie.
Katrina Law in that.
Nope, yeah, I'm out. Out.
Carl, good for you that you're not doing it. So we're talking about doing a another fun little podcast.
Yeah, where we rewatch an old show.
Like an old show.
And do podcast that, you know, about every episode.
Yeah. So we were thinking like Super Friends or Three's Company or, you know, not Three's Company.
Oh, my God. Please,
like, something like F Troop or
Three's Company. No, I can handle F Troop. I loved F Troop, although it's a little problematic now.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's a lot of old shit that's with the
cowies.
I don't even know what F Troop is.
Seriously, you don't remember F Troop?
You don't remember the end of the Civil War was near, and quite accidentally, a hero.
it was. Oh
my God.
Yeah, it was like pre-Monkeys, wasn't it? Was before the Monkeys?
You guys are a little older than me.
Of course we're older. Carl, how old are you?
I'll give you another taste of the theme
48.
Song.
Yeah, all right.
Where Indian fights are colorful sights and nobody takes a licking. Will pale face and red skin both turn chicken.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh yeah, dude, it's terrible. It's not PC whatsoever. Dude, you should look up F Troop and you'd be like, dude, what the fuck was going on?
Oh my God.
Yeah. You need to look up F Troop and you're gonna be like, ooh. You want to talk about insensitivity? It was rampant. No, but we're talking about like Super Friends or something like that.
Or like Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Oh God, no.
Or Airwolf.
Skinny.
We don't have a third.
We need Andy for that. Sorry. So yeah, we're toying with these ideas.
Now I thought of Love Boat.
Love. Oh. We could do a Love Boat Fantasy Island back to back.
Like every other week, do Love Boat, do Fantasy
Island. Fantasy Island. Ah, welcome, my friends. Welcome.
Well, Fantasy Island's interesting because that Mr. Rourke was a dark character.
He was.
Because he didn't give people their wishes. No. Like he didn't give them their fantasy. He taught them all a lesson.
Right. It was always be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Fantasy Island.
Because, you know, as they were coming out of the plane and who's that boss?
That is Kathy Everlong.
Yeah,
and she wants to be a rich banker, but we're going to teach her how to be poor.
But her fantasy may not be all she's that she think it will be. Yeah. It's like, dude, what they're paying like $1,000 a day. Give them what they want.
Right.
That's like the equivalent of like 10 grand a day.
70s money.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You're just like, what are you doing?
So we got $6 Million Man, Knight Rider, Super Friends.
We should do like the 60s Batman.
Oh, man. No, I love that too much.
Oh, dude.
I can't make fun of my. I can't. Well, it was campy. It was meant to be stupid.
That is true. That is true. I was watching one the other day that had at the end of it, he was helping Dick with his algebra. Mm-hmm. And Alfred brought in some sandwiches.
That's right. with a crust cut off.
No, just regular sandwiches. They were cut in half though.
Oh.
Diagonal.
Yeah. Well,
that's horrible.
Yeah.
Alfred's not going to cut them horizontally.
Well, all right. Well, what are you going to do? I don't know. And
he's going to make a presentation.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but anyway, so yeah, Jim's traveling.
So
he's on vacay.
So we haven't settled on a show.
Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe put out the ask.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
Right.
We'll ask for suggestions.
Give us some suggestions.
You could even make a poll. A poll on Facebook.
It'd be really late 70s, mid 80s. To early 80s type show.
Yeah. Something that's you can just see us going to town on.
Yeah. I know Love Boat was kind of 70s, right?
Yeah, but after a while, it can only after two, it's the same friggin' show. Yeah, you do one, it's the same show.
But all the shows are the same after two.
But that doctor who's supposed to be like the womanizer, Brittany Capel, and you see that, and that guy's supposed to be suave and smooth with the ladies.
Yeah.
You guys haven't even mentioned The Incredible Hulk or A-Team.
Ooh, the A-Team.
Yeah, the A-Team.
It's the same after two episodes.
What?
It's the same shit.
It is. The A-Team is.
That is true. And I'd have to smoke a cigar every time we do.
There'd be more meat in a Knight Rider.
No.
We might have to do like a bunch of them.
Well, the problem I have with doing a bunch of them is making the scope of the show too wide.
Right.
If you make the scope tight, you get more listeners.
Right. I understand.
If you hit on a subject that people are interested in.
Or you just Google best Knight Rider episodes.
Right. But we also get a
list of five or something.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Okay, then what are you gonna do? Where are you going from there?
I'm not watching the whole fucking series. I know that.
You like Dune, bro. You liked it. You watched fucking Knight Rider.
I don't have to watch Knight Rider again.
That's why Super Friends is good, because they're short episodes. What are they, like 20 minutes or so?
Yeah.
Tron?
What?
Voltron.
Voltron?
I'm thinking of my childhood. You guys are just a little ahead of me.
Then it'll be new for you, Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a... When you get to the later seasons of Super Friends, you'll get introduced to more and different superheroes, including El Dorado.
Right, like the ones that don't matter.
El Dorado wore a cape, but no shirt. and he used to teleport by wrapping his cape around himself, and then he'd disappear and then appear somewhere else. But in the same amount of time it would take for you to walk over there.
Right. He would be like the invisible kid in Mystery Men.
Like he would go, like he would teleport across the room and he'd like wrap the cape around himself, disappear, 1, 2, 3, and then reappear on the other side of the room.
Yeah, he just had he just had a cloaking device.
Yeah. He had to be walking it.
Right. And he'd walk by and like flick you in the ear or like poke you in the head and like give you a wet willy.
So that's why I'm saying Super Friends, and they're all goofy. They're going to be easy to think, but like a Knight Rider or something, they're really goofy. Or Chips.
Oh,
Chips.
Doom, 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 doom.
What was the one with the helicopter and the
Airwolf?
No, helicopter and the
boat.
Like, no, not the helicopter and the boat. The helicopter and the truck. Was it like 240 Robert or something like that? Yeah, 240 Robert.
Yeah, 240 Roberts. it was like one of those rescue shows.
Yeah, had like EMT and a helicopter. They would just go around California helping people.
Yeah.
I was in
their jurisdiction, not just roaming, just roaming around California. Every week, funny. In a new place.
Every week. You know, what are we doing in Pismo?
I was in high school jazz band, and my fellow trumpet player had a solo coming up, and I recognized the changes in the tune. And I was like, dude, Rich, this is Chips, man. Play Chips. And he did. He went, ba, 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 da, ba, ra, ba, 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 ba.
That's right.
And our teachers went, nope. He cut it off. He's like, don't ever do that again. I know what you did. It's hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah, Punch and John and the chubby one.
Who was the chubby one?
He was usually driving in a car.
Oh, all right. I don't remember.
He was the comic relief cop.
Ah, yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he was getting donuts and shit, right? He was that guy.
Yeah.
So give us some suggestions.
Give us some suggestions, yes, because we just want to make fun of it and wring as much comedy out of it as we can.
Absolutely. Like Dune.
That was last week.
Fuck that.
Yes, movie. That was last week, Richie.
Yes, that was last week, I guess. Wink, wink. We're not doing it right after this show. We're not recording two shows in one night.
So damshow.co, that's where we live. And then all your podcast getting places like Spotify and Stitcher and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and
damshow.co.
And our email address,
destroymail@gmail.com. once again, that's destroymail@gmail.com.
All right, well, next week we'll tune in with a movie.
Give us some suggestions. We'll see you soon. We love you. Keep listening. Buy all our stuff, give us coffee, buy us drinks and whatever, and all the things. That's it. I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
Carl.
Good night, damnation. You like TV? I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV. And today we're going to destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at Destroy All Television. Damn Junior Podcast.
Could be classic TV. Could be new TV. You never know. You never know what we're going to throw at you.
Mostly, so mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, for real.
Destroy All Television. Damn Show.
Yes, kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.